work with people facing homelessness, and one of these organisations is Caring in Bristol. And one such young person who's experienced firsthand the importance of the work being done there is Lily.
So I was at university in first year. There were some exams that I failed to complete at the end of first year, and the university was slow in telling me whether or not I'd be able to come back. So I was already in my second year house when I found out I wouldn't be continuing. And at that point, I was then looking for any work I could get, but it took me about 3 months to get stable and regular work. So after my second year house, then I realised I didn't have the money to move forward to finding another place to live. So for a period over summer, I was able to stay in friends' rooms who were very generous to me while they were away. That was possible for a few months, but then after that, I was staying on friends' sofas, and this was for around 4 or 5 months. Towards the end, I was just sleeping on a friend's living room floor. Just living in a sleeping bag for that period of time, not having your own place or kind of not knowing where you're going to be that night, trying to rapidly message friends and see if anyone can help you out, is you're more just in kind of survival mode. It just doesn't leave space for anything else in your life, I think. And that's the hardest thing. You can't give anything else any other energy, just kind of treading water. Now I'm in support housing in Kingswood, which is great. It's given me the space to focus on other things. It is a licence agreement and not a tenancy agreement, so it's not entirely stable in that sense. And I am currently on an overstay, so the agreement is you're only there for a year, and I've been there for over a year now, so again, I'm looking back into going into the private renting market in Bristol, but knowing that I'm somewhere where I'm not going to be forcibly kicked out is a great help. I have the space to find somewhere to move on, and I know that I won't be forced to move on until I've found somewhere that is realistic for me and affordable for me. I definitely think there's a stigma that suggests for young people using these services that maybe if you've ended up in that situation that there's a level of personal blame, or that you just didn't try hard enough, or you failed in some aspect, like there were things you could have done to stop yourself getting in that situation. But I think the reality is that anyone can be in that situation. That really is true. It's definitely not a situation I ever thought I'd be in, so I couldn't see a situation where I would ever be in that place, but that was, I think, naive.
That was Lily, who was supported by and continues to work with Caring in Bristol, whose Project Z initiative is supported by the St Martin in the Fields Christmas Appeal with BBC Radio 4, which launched last week. For more information, head to the Radio 4 Christmas Appeal website. You are listening to Saturday Live on Radio 4.